So our listener Laura has been basically dating this guy long distance for a couple months now. It's 99.7 JX. She was wondering last week, how do you greet each other after this much time? And well, they were flying in
to see each other.
Well, they met up. Here's the update.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. Well, hi. When he finally arrived, we saw each other in the hotel room. It was a king suite with a jacuzzi tub.
Okay.
I propped the door open with the security latch so he could just walk in without knocking.
Nice.
And I was on the opposite side of the room. We walked towards each other. And he opened his arms and I wrapped mine around his neck.
Oh.
And he instantly kissed me.
Aw, see, there you go.
Just lips twice.
Very nice.
Then toured the room.
Okay.
Sat on the couch.
Yes, sat on the couch.
Kissing.
Okay.
And further.
Oh, well then.
We're filling in that hole.
That's what he did!
I meant the hole in the story!
Oh, I thought... I was like, yeah, logistically speaking, that did happen.
Okay, then at about 5 p.m., I was kind of hoping he'd be picking up on my romantic vibes.
Oh, okay.
For round two, but he sat on the couch drinking, playing a game on his phone.
Oh.
He told me just take a nap.
Okay,
and then we could go to the bar later.
Gotcha.
Well, I nodded off again and woke up before 6. He was gone, no message. I called. He didn't answer. He didn't text until 3 a.m. asking if I was up. And I called him 10 minutes later. He didn't answer.
Oh, no.
So now, all this time and energy, is that just a waste of time?
Well, it sounds like you both... I mean, it was like working up to what happened, obviously. I think we all kind of... We're all adults here. We all knew what was building to...
And do you think that's all he was looking for?
I think that.
And now he's like deuces.
I don't know, but like they had the 2 months of like flirtiness and all that stuff.
Why did he leave her? That's what I'm upset about. Like, we've been forging this relationship long distance the whole time. This is the first time you're meeting up together, like as kind of a couple.
A couple, right?
Why are you leaving her?
Yeah, you need to be spending all your time together.
Yes.
Isn't that?
We're making all of our plans together.
Right.
Why is he heading out to a bar by himself?
Yeah, I guess
I'm mad about that.
There are still some holes that need to be filled in, if you know what I mean.
Okay. I apologize for saying that, using those words in that moment.
Listen, Trina texts us and says, well, they definitely shook more than hands. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I think we all understood that was probably the case.
Sure. Yes. She was all just worried about, oh, when we first see each other, well, like, what do we do? They figured that out.
They worked it all out. Yes, exactly.
And now, where'd he go?
Now it might be...
Where'd he go?
Well, hopefully he didn't just ghost her, because I would hate for that to happen. But, you know. That's where we are. So, you know, we'll prod a little bit more and see if Laura has any more updates for us. But if this is going to be a budding romance or if it was just a fling.
But why did he leave her? I'm mad about that.
Like, I know.
Regardless, he's going to need a good excuse. Like, he had to go to the urgent care or something.
He had to go to urgent care.
Yes, that's the only acceptable answer to why he's leaving her by herself in that moment. But he said he went to the bar. So why? Laura just texted in.
This is real time.
This is happening real time. Okay, Laura said he never came back. Oh, but he's begging me to give him another chance.
Wait, why would he need to beg to give another chance?
Because he left her. He left her and never came back.
This guy's an idiot.
And for us to meet up in another state away from where he lives.
Okay.
And has
distractions. My gosh. Okay. You know what? This is red flag now.
His first response was to blame me for falling asleep when he said, it's okay. He'll wake me in an hour. Then said something about he needed to make money, that our jobs don't pay the bills. Then he was sorry something came up. I called when I realized he was gone. I called at 3 a.m. after he texted, "You up?" And to which I texted, "Why aren't you answering the phone?" He said, "I'm welding a fence in the middle of the night." So wait, we go to a bar we're welding a fence. This is very confusing.
I don't know if that's a euphemism for something else, but
yeah, she
it sounds
says
like
I shouldn't give him another chance.
No,
but
you
I don't
shouldn't.
Know. Now, yesterday it was definitely not. This morning, I'm already missing his good morning texts, but I still don't want to give in. Yeah, no,
This is bad news bears.
This is very weird. Lots of missed signals. Why is he welding in the middle of the night?
Right. I mean,
I'm confused.
This guy's like, well, I got to go make money. I want to meet up in a state that's not my own state because there's, quote, distractions.
Yes.
This dude has a family.
There's something going on.
100%.
There is something going on. He's not telling you.
Yeah.
This is almost certain. So we're going to just check this off. It's just a life experience we're learning from.
That is a life experience.
Yep.
Yes. We all
are moving on, Laura.
That's right. That's
we're
right.
Closing this book.
No more holes to fill, Laura.
We're not filling any more holes with this man.
Not with this man. All right. Well, hey.
We're going to take our spackle somewhere else. No. We're not doing this. Laura, thank you so much.
Yes,
we're saying
thank
no.
You.
We're
all right.
Closing this book, Laura.
All right. So there you go. All right. Thank you for the update, Laura. We hope things get better for you with another person.
Yes.
Okay. Another.
He's
going
to be more forthcoming and doesn't need to go weld a fence on your weekend together.
Yeah. Like, we're getting all these texts coming in that, like, from Christian is like, as a single, hopeless, romantic dude, all I got to say is WTF. Like, yes, seriously. Like, that's what we're all saying.
Well, and Tony is a welder. He says he's not welding in the middle of the night. He's cheating.
Tony is a welder. That's right. He's like, buddy, I know welding.
I know welding. That is my profession. You, sir, are not welding a fence.
Yeah. Yeah. Laura, be done with him. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, though, for getting back to us literally in real time. That was kind of cool.
All right. Yes. Thank you for not leaving us hanging. Thank you for we're very invested. We're hoping that you're going to move on and find someone that's completely transparent with you and that you don't have to guess about how he feels, all the things.
All right. Thanks for the update. On group therapy on 99.70JX.
That was a whirlwind.
That was.
Like a real time, happening in real time whirlwind.
No, I like that. That's live radio, my friends.
Yep.